WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Like Sherlock Holmes, Miss Marple, and Sam Spade, Charlie Chan is one of the immortal detectives in fiction. But unlike those other investigators, Chan, especially in recent decades, is a figure who stirred up discomfort, even anger, among audiences. A new book about Charlie Chan explores the tangled history and meaning of the Chinese super sleuth. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Depending on your cultural politics, you'll find the following film clip either charming or wince-making. It's a scene from the 1934 film Charlie Chan in London. Our venerable detective is being congratulated by a British official for his cleverness in discovering the true identity of a dastardly criminal.
The British government, Mr. Chan, is therefore very deeply indebted to you. Much honored to be of humble service to British Lion. It's remarkable, Mr. Chan, how you ever suspected Barstow. He puts up an excellent front. Front seldom tell truth. To know occupants of house, always look in backyard. Provided there is one. Excuse. Every front has back. And little things tell big story.
The actor who played Charlie Chan in that and 40 other films was Warner Oland. Like Sidney Toler, the actor who succeeded him in the role, Oland was Caucasian, Swedish, in fact. But to Hollywood, Oland looked vaguely Asiatic. To play Chan, Oland merely brushed his eyebrows up and had a few drinks to make his speech more halting and to put a grin on his face, like the perpetually congenial Chinese sleuth. Offensive, right? But before we condemn Oland's yellow face incarnation of Charlie Chan, consider this next curious bit of film history. In 1933, Oland made a trip to Shanghai, where he was celebrated by movie audiences there for bringing to life the first positive Chinese character in American film. After all, compared to the venal Dr. Fu Manchu, whom Oland had also played in the movies, Chan was a hero. The nascent Chinese film industry then got busy making a series of homegrown Charlie Chan movies. According to contemporary accounts, the Chinese actor who played Chan scrupulously copied the white Olin's screen Chinese mannerisms and speech. Cultural cross-pollination at work, at its most endearing or dismaying. That film anecdote appears in Yunta Huang's fascinating and sometimes maddening new work of cultural history called simply Charlie Chan. Huang was born in China and is now a professor of English here. This is his first book intended to appeal to a popular audience. It reads as though it were composed by Charlie Chan's number one son, frenetically dashing off in 100 directions all at once, some illuminating, some just plain G-pop loony, setting out to investigate the vexed meaning and legacy of the figure of Charlie Chan. Huang also explores, among other subjects, the history of Chinese immigration to America, the career of Clarence Darrow, sandalwood and sugarcane production in the Hawaiian Islands, the history of aphorisms in English, beginning with Ben Franklin, and finally, his own immigration saga, from student in Beijing to owner of a Chinese takeout joint in Alabama to academic. But Charlie Chan is such a marvelous and controversial figure that the subject alone more than makes up for any infelicities in Huang's style. One of the real finds this book presents is the tale of Chan's real-life counterpart, Chang Apana, the heretofore forgotten Chinese-American detective who was the inspiration for the 6 Charlie Chan novels that first began appearing in 1925, written by yet another white guy, Earl Derbiggers. Apana joined the Honolulu police force in 1898. Standing all of a wiry 5 feet tall, Apana arrested gamblers, opium addicts, and escaped lepers using a leather bullwhip that he made himself. As Huang chronicles, though, Apana's famous bullwhip was useless against the anti-Asian racism that prevailed within the police force and society of his time. The suspicion that Charlie Chan himself is nothing but a racist stereotype has led many contemporary Asian American critics to dismiss him as a yellow Uncle Tom and help precipitate the great Chan ban of the old movies from TV network schedules. Huang, however, loves Charlie Chan and sees in him something more empowering, a Chinese incarnation of the American trickster or con artist figure. Huang says, "He reminds me of Monkey King. In Chinese folk myth, Monkey King is an invisible trickster who hides his weapon in his ear. Charlie Chan is that Monkey King, concealing his aphoristic barbs inside his tummy." Huang's mishmash book, with its profusion of Chan material, will certainly complicate, not quell, the debate over Chan's legacy. But as the great detective himself said, mind, like parachute, only function when open.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Charlie Chan, The Untold Story of the Honorable Detective and His Rendezvous with American History by Yunta Wang. You can read an excerpt on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show.